I won't sign up.
Will I sign up? No.
I probably won't take advantage, but...
These are just some of the Torontonians, this man's team.
My name's Daniel Egan. I'm the manager of cycling infrastructure and programs for transportation services.
Has until the end of November this year to turn into 1,000 of these.
I will absolutely sign up for the Bixi system.
That's why you might have seen Egan's crew out in the streets of Toronto demoing Bixi, an automated public bike system.
We'll need about 8,000 next year in total once the system's up and running. But just to kind of get to the point where public bike system company is willing to invest the money, they need to say, hey, there's 1,000 people already ready to go. It's really just kind of a demonstration that there is demand for this.
The Bixi system has been running in Montreal for 2 years now. Similar systems have been widely publicized across Europe, in Paris, Lyon, Bordeaux, Vienna, and elsewhere. If you'd stopped by one of the demos, you would have heard Egan's team explain that Bixi works like this.
Okay, so the way it works is we're planning on having 80 stations in the downtown core with 1,000 bikes. You pay $95 for the year, and you get unlimited use of these bikes 30 minutes at a time. You can pick it up from any station, drop it off any other station, and the stations are going to be at most 300 meters apart, so pretty close to each other. So kind of if you're in the downtown core, wherever you're on, wherever you're going, there should be one of these docks close by.
Yearly member gets a key fob. All you have to do is approach a bike in a dock, insert your key fob, wait till the light goes green, pull out your bike, and you're on your merry way. And you get, when you approach your destination, docking station, just slide the bike back into the dock and wait for the beep. The green light means that it's safely in place.
U of T student Ruth Trainer gets it. Here's why she'll sign up.
Largely because this city does not have enough public transport, and the best way to fix that is if people can be on bicycles. But the problem is it's not safe to be on a bicycle because there's not enough bike lanes, people are not bike aware. So if more of us are on bikes, that will be put pressure on the municipal government to try and implement things that will help bikers and give us more opportunities.
Nor is she put off by the fact that Bixi won't even extend to the area where she lives.
I live a little too far to always bring my bicycle into the city, so having one I could just take, grab, go across downtown would be perfect.
But how do the somewhat clunky-looking three speeds actually ride?
I've ridden pretty much identical bikes in Montreal, Paris, and Seville, and they're all pretty much the same bike. They're great. They're comfy. I have no complaints. They work.
The main objection of demo attendees seemed to be this.
For people that don't have bicycles that I know, for sure.
I have a bike, and I ride my bike.
Because I have a bike, and I ride it throughout the winter on my own, and I mean, I don't really have any. I'm close by. I'm going to be here for the year, so I don't really have a reason to sign up.
But even for those who already own a bike and live near the Bixi area, Daniel Egan can be persuasive.
Take, for example, you live in an apartment above a store on Bloor Street. You're stuck with parking your bike on a post ring outside through all kinds of weather, through all kinds of damage, whatever. And you've got your nice bike up in your apartment you ride on the weekends. So you get rid of your beater. You walk out your door and you walk 50 meters down the road and you pick up a Bixi bike right at your destination and park it. All of a sudden, you don't have to worry about your bike being stolen, don't have to worry about it being there in the morning when you get up, don't have to worry about it being vandalized. For $95 a year, you've got a bike at your disposal that someone's going to look after for you.
The Bixi bikes are designed to be robust. Tell me what happens if there's a flat or something.
Well, you don't have to fix it. You just roll it to the nearest station, just plug it back in and click the little button on top. And then we know that it needs to be fixed and someone will come out and fix it and the bike will be locked into the dock so no one else can use it.
But lose one and you could be on the hook for a $1,000 replacement fine. Once you've signed up, each initial 30 minutes use is free. After that, the per-use fee structure is designed to keep those Bixies turning over fast. An extra 30 minutes is $1.50. The next, $4. And after that, it's $8 per half hour.
The system that we're operating here, and the same as Montreal, it's designed for short trips, so it's not going to compete with bike rentals. If you come to the city and want a bike for 2 days, it's going to be much cheaper to go to a bike rental or rent a bike. You're going to get a better, sort of lighter bike that you can ride further and all that kind of stuff.
Subscriptions to the Bixi system will cost $95 for the year, $40 for a month, and $5 for a single day. Plus, of course, 13% HST. But in Europe, similar systems cost only about one-fifth the Bixi subscription fee. Paris's Vélib system, for instance, is about $20 per year. Daniel Egan explains the price difference this way.
You know, different systems are paid for through advertising. There's no appetite in the city to increase the amount of street advertising we have here. We already have an advertising contract, so that's not a source of revenue. We are looking at sponsors and station sponsors, for example. But it's really about, I mean, this is not going to make money. This is really about breaking even. So those are the costs we need to, the prices we need to charge to make the system work. Without a huge investment of money from the city. So it's really funded through users and sponsorship.
Another difference is our rather limited Phase 1 launch. Montreal deployed 2,400 bikes when they launched their Bixi in May 2009. And they jumped to 5,000 bikes at 400 docking stations in their second year. Toronto, by comparison, will start with only 1,000 bikes at 80 docking stations, covering a 5.5 square kilometer area of the downtown core, from Spadina to Jarvis, and from Bloor Street to Front Street and Harbourfront. Why the more modest rollout?
I think that reflects our city council. I mean, our city council, in contrast to Montreal invested many millions of dollars in their program. They're now in the business of selling their program worldwide. It's a different corporate or city culture than Toronto. We were asked to take a very cautious approach and do something that didn't require the city to invest multiple millions of dollars. So that's why we've come up with a program that's in partnership with Public Bike System Company. At some point in the future, the city could step in and take over the program by investing their money in the program. But at this point, it's being done in partnership with Public Bike System Company.
The city is, though, guaranteeing a $4.8 million loan for the company operating Bixi. But once again, the unflappable Egan, a lean and rangy cyclist himself, seems to have done his homework.
The city would take over the loan if, for any reason, the program failed. If Public Bike System could make it a go here, could generate the revenue through ridership to make it work. But there's every indication, every other city we've looked at, that these things are very, very popular. Montreal's grown from 2,400 in the first year to over 5,000 bikes this year. They've done, in the first 6 months, they did a little over a million trips by bike, and they did over a million trips in the first year this year. So they've gone from 11,000 members in the first 6 months to 26,000 members this year. I mean, it's just, there's no reason to believe that this is not going to work in Toronto.
The Bixi stations are solar-powered and freestanding, and can be dropped into place or removed easily with a small truck-mounted hoist. In year one, Toronto plans to leave the stations in place and operate Bixi 12 months a year, thereby saving the cost of warehousing the equipment in the winter. As much as bike zealots would like to convince you that cycling is the solution to all our transportation woes, Daniel Egan is more realistic.
Well, it's just about giving another mobility option for those short trips, which, you know, sometimes are done by foot, sometimes now done by bike, and sometimes done by transit, right? Or even cab, for that matter. And there's lots of times when you might just jump on the streetcar to go 10 blocks when, you know what, you could ride there in half the time. So why wouldn't you just ride your bike there if you had a bike, right? I mean, it's all about helping people get around the city, making healthy, environmentally good choices for getting around the city. So that's, it's like anything. Everything the city does is to encourage people to get around other than a car has to rely on giving people lots of different options. You know, most people aren't going to, take transit for every trip or walk for every trip or cycle for every trip. It's really providing those options. So this gives people one more option. And they want people to have an option of owning a bike and using it, but this gives you one more option to have a bike at times when it may not be convenient to have your own bike.
Indeed, if Bixi helps address any congestion problems, it might just be the fact that it's getting more and more difficult to park not only a car in this town, but also a bike.
And the beauty of this is that every bike gets used 9 or 10 times a day, as opposed to when I ride my bike to work, I have to lock it up all day somewhere. That takes a parking space out of circulation for the entire day, and then I ride it home again. In this case, the bike, if you ride a Bixi bike to work, you know, as soon as you drop it off, someone else picks it up and takes it somewhere else. So it's like in constant circulation. It's in some ways a lot more efficient use of our limited space if we have Bixi bikes than bikes parked out for 8 or 10 hours on the sidewalk.
Despite the cautious toe-in-the-water launch of Bixi in Toronto, Daniel Egan is convinced that once Torontonians see it in action, even on a modest scale, the fence-sitters will jump on the Bixi bandwagon. I'm Peter Stock for Take 5.